Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah has called for national unity to avoid the destruction of the country. Hours after a terrorist bombing in Beirut, Hezbollah's Deputy Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qassem has warned that the country cannot be saved without political understanding. Qassem called for the speedy formation of a national unity government to face the criminal attacks across Lebanon. Iran and Syria have also condemned the bombing and called for the punishment of terrorists and their supporters. The powerful car bomb explosion in southern Beirut left several people dead and dozens injured. To discuss that further, I'm joined by Mr. John Hajjar, who is the U.S. Director of the Cedars Revolution, and he's joining us live now from Boston. Mr. Hajjar, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you react to Sheikh Naim Qassem's comments about unity in Lebanon?
Well, absolutely. All Lebanese want unity. They want to live in peace. Lebanese, by nature, are peace-loving people. But there's no civilized nation where the use of force is not monopolized by the central government. And Lebanon is no different than any other country. The use of force should be with the Lebanese armed forces and no other organization. And to achieve that, the only way is to have the UN, under Chapter 7 resolution, go into al-Qaeda areas and Hezbollah areas and disarm forcefully, if necessary, both Hezbollah and al-Qaeda affiliated organizations.
Right, and, you know,
and then establish the Lebanese armed forces as the sole bearer, the sole enforcer of the law in Lebanon within its 10,452 square kilometers.
Right, you know, Sheikh Qassem also spoke about a national unity government, and, you know, the formation of the government has been a sticking point in Lebanon for a while. What are your feelings about that?
Well, you know, I'm speaking more from the perspective of the Lebanese and diaspora. And I don't follow every comment made by every political or religious leader in Lebanon. They have been ineffectual across the board for many years because, unfortunately, you know, the ones that don't have a militia backing them up have to be very circumspect in their statements. So the ones with, you know, with Syrian and Iranian and Hezbollah support can speak with the bully pulpit. The ones who unfortunately do not have a militia or a strong nation such as Syria or Iran or maybe Saudi Arabia backing al-Qaeda groups cannot speak so forcefully and have to speak very carefully and because so many Lebanese leaders in the wake of passage of UN Resolution 1559 and 1680 were assassinated. True patriots, statesmen, and now we see that that cycle of violence is begun again with the recent assassination of Mohammed Shatta, the former minister of finance, who's a very moderate and very well-respected leader in Lebanon. So you really have to take the statements of these leaders with a grain of salt.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. John Hajjar, U.S. Director of Cedars Revolution, speaking to us live from Boston.